This update is brought to you by Stilson Collision, the best body and paint shop in the Thumb. If you get into an accident, see Stilson Collision, located on Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe. And by Al Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. Along with the many things to do and activities at Evergreen Park in Sanilac County, a new one has been added. There is now a Little Free Library at the park at 4731 Van Dyke, Cass City. The library is located next to the park's office ice machine. The park has 173 campsites on its 103 acres. There's a bathhouse, cabins complete with a microwave, a fridge, and has air conditioning and heat as well, Wi-Fi service, and a disc golf course. There are also handicapped accessible restrooms, showers, fishing, nature trails, a basketball court, a beach area for swimming, and more. The concept of a free little library is take a book, share a book, and it is a free book exchange. The library is generally a small box shaped like a house that is full of books to borrow for free. Anyone may take a book or bring a book to share. It is a catalyst to encourage reading and sharing the love of books. Seaboing Village Police Chief Steve Repke announced Bayview Gardens, BVG for short, has worked up ground to allow for the creation of a community garden at the Senior Center at 628 East Main Street in Seaboing. Repke explained administrators at Bayview Gardens asked him what he thought about allowing the development on the center's grounds for a garden. According to Repke, the more he thought about it, the better he liked the idea as a way to showcase the community about the positive growth that is happening in the village and an easy way for residents to grow their own vegetables. In a joint effort, a garden area was worked up on the west side of the BVG's grounds, which can be entered off of 7th Street. That area was selected because it has easy access to develop a gardening area and a parking lot. The grand opening of the Stake Your Claim Garden will be on Wednesday, May 15th, 3:45, with a ribbon cutting at the garden. This will be the first year for the venture, so there might be a few issues to work out, Repke said, noting that there is a possibility the effort might grow to include a storage garden shed with community gardening tools, along with a small flower garden. A fire erupted today, this evening, at the Harbor House in Harbor Beach, prompting swift evacuation measures for nearby residents. Emergency services, including five Harbor Beach Fire Department trucks, tankers, and ladders, quickly mobilized to the scene, supported by Eastern Huron Ambulance and the Huron County Sheriff's Department. While initial reports suggest the fire may have originated in the upstairs bathroom of a townhouse, details on the cause remain limited as authorities continue their investigation. Efforts are underway to contain the fire and ensure the safety of all involved. And we'll continue with more news at WLEW and WHST right after this.
Al Hansen Motors proudly brings the best used cars, trucks, and SUVs to the Thumb of Michigan and offers an in-house warranty across their whole inventory. Here's Tyler Hansen with the newest arrivals.
Fresh In is a 2015 Buick LaCrosse CXL, like new with only 51,000 miles, and loaded with full power, heated leather seats, remote start, moonroof, Bluetooth, and a backup camera, and an optional V6 engine makes this a bargain at just $17,580. Next up is a 2015 Ford F-150 with a 3.5 EcoBoost engine. It's an extended cab pickup with four-wheel drive, heated cloth seats, remote start, navigation, and Bluetooth, and full power options. And here's the best part, we're only asking $13,980. If you need an SUV, then check out our 2016 Jeep Cherokee North Edition. With features like heated leather seats, a heated steering wheel, navigation, full power options, and even more, you gotta come check this out at just $18,980. Last up, we just got in a 2011 Dodge Grand Caravan. Grab a deal without compromise with dual climate control, power sliding doors, Bluetooth, full power options, captain chair seating. You gotta see it to believe it, starting at $5,980.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
Nearly 50 homes were destroyed and dozens more were seriously damaged during severe weather last week in southwestern Michigan's Kalamazoo County. That's according to the county's emergency management director. The lost homes include 24 mobile homes near Portage. The National Weather Service confirmed 4 tornadoes in the region on May 7th, including one in the Kalamazoo area. Emergency Management Chief Mike Korfman says 28 people are still staying at an area shelter. He says they will never be able to return because their homes are gone. A Democratic group is rolling out a new $140 million ad campaign that aims to chip away at Donald Trump's support among rural voters, one of his most loyal voting blocs. The ads from American Bridge 21st Century will begin airing today in the northern battleground states of Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. The group is targeting swing voters living in urban and rural areas and smaller media markets that are less saturated with political advertising. They hope to reach voters, especially women, who may be on the fence and could decide the outcome of November's election. And we will return with more news after this.
If you get into an accident, go to the best place in the thumb for your auto body collision and paint work. Stilson Collision. This is Luke Stilson.
And this is Marv Pullum. With our combined 95 years in auto body and paint work, we ensure satisfaction with the best quality work in the thumb.
This is Rich Pullum. From deer collisions to major accidents, we accept all insurance work.
That's right, Rich. If you need professional collision repair and auto body work, come see us at Stilson Collision, located 1704 West Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe, or call us at 989-553-3649.
Or call me, Marv Pullum, at 989-553-3648.
At Stilson Collision, we do it right or we don't do it.
Crews have conducted a controlled demolition to break down the largest remaining span of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge. The demolition today marks a major step in freeing the grounded Dolly container ship. The span landed on the ship's bow after the Dolly lost power and crashed into one of the bridge's support columns shortly after leaving Baltimore on March 26th. Since then, the ship has been stuck amid the wreckage, and Baltimore's busy port has been closed to most maritime traffic. The controlled demolition will allow the Dolly to be refloated and restore traffic through the port. Artificial intelligence voice cloning technology carries so many risks of harmful impersonation that major technology companies are wary of letting people use it. But a team of Rhode Island doctors and their 21-year-old patient found that it can also hold tremendous benefits. Alexis Bogan felt she lost a part of her identity last year when she emerged from brain surgery unable to speak fluently. So, doctors working with ChatGPT maker OpenAI created a synthetic version of her old voice based on a 15-second video clip she recorded in high school. She can make it say whatever she wants in a voice that sounds like her own. And we'll be back after this.
Once upon a time, our family had trouble with pests around our home. Did you know that stinging insects send tons of people to the hospital? And teeny ticks and mosquitoes can be all around the yard. Their bites can make people and their pets sick. Mice, rats, and roaches need food and water just like us. You do not want them to visit. They can spread disease and make it hard to breathe. I'm sure glad this story has a happy ending.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
A light plane has landed safely without landing gear after circling an Australian airport for almost 3 hours to burn off fuel. Police say the 53-year-old pilot and his passengers walked unaided from the twin turboprop Beechcraft Super King Air on Monday after landing at Newcastle Airport. Paramedics checked all three at the airport and none needed to be taken to a hospital. The plane had just taken off from Newcastle when the pilot raised the alarm about landing gear issues. Video showed the plane landed around 3 hours later without incident. Fire engines and ambulances were among emergency services standing by. We do have an obituary report for you. On the night of May 10th, Trevor Lee Kane of Harbor Beach unexpectedly passed away at only 52 years of age. Visitation will be Thursday, May 16th from 2 to 8 p.m. at Ramsey Funeral Home in Harbor Beach, and Friday, May 17th at the Our Lady of Lake Huron Catholic Church of the Holy Name of Mary Parish from 10 a.m. until the service time at 11. Burial to follow at the OLLH Church Cemetery, and a luncheon will be provided at the Helena Hall. Memorials can be made to the Family Discretionary Fund. Memories can be shared with the friends and family of Trevor Kane at RamseyFuneralHome.com. And that is actually RamseyFH.com. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. And once again, this update has been brought to you by Stilson Collision, the best body and paint shop in the Thumb. If you get into an accident, see Stilson Collision located on Fillion Road just north of Bad Axe. And by Al Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. And weather-wise here at the station, it is currently 64 degrees. Wind speeds are from the northwest at 10 miles per hour, and the humidity is at 77%.